Hello, waxy quizzies, wixy quoxums, woxums, quezos. Just before we get the show underway today, I thought I'd mention that the Melbourne International Comedy Festival is coming up and Comedy Republic has a stack of shows. If you go to comedyrepublic.com.au, you will find, of course, Michelle Brazier, Alex Ward, Nikki Britton, Dane Simpson, Gary Starr, but there's a particularly fun collection of shows that are happening like late nights, afternoons. Wax Quizzical is one of them. Wax Quizzical is doing a live episode at Comedy Republic. It's always fun when it's live. It gets a little bit looser. We seem to have a few more guests on the shows. So comedyrepublic.com.au, you'll find tickets for Wax Quizzical. But that's not the only show. We also have a show called Crowdwork. Hello, Alistair Baldwin.
Hello, Kyron.
Tell us about Crowdwork. What are you doing?
Oh, Crowdwork is a fabulous late night show. We're doing a one-off show on...
Now, what day is this show?
Such a good question.
Yeah.
Depending where you look, it is either the night of Good Friday, Friday the 7th of April.
Yeah, which ends at 11:59, doesn't it, that
yes.
night? Yes.
And then...
Technically speaking,
this show is at 12:30 a.m. on Saturday the 8th.
Yep.
However,
good
if you're
Saturday.
Just... Great Saturday.
Yes.
What was it? When he was just in the cave, not saying anything?
Yeah, he's just chilling. Yeah. I think he's dead at this point, which is why we don't celebrate that day.
I think he resurrected immediately and then was just like trying to get out of the cave for like 48 hours, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think it took the full 3 days to resurrect. And
that's
then eventually people were like, should we check on that guy that's the son of God? If anyone can come back from this, he can.
So it's a crowd work show with Jesus. That's what it is. It's Christian comedy is what you're
Christian
doing.
It's Christian comedy. You get 5 minutes on the clock, some of your favorite comedians, clowns and improvisers, and they can only do audience interaction and crowd work. No prepared material. If I even feel someone step into a sort of cadence which feels rehearsed or even spoken once before, I will shout at them.
Shout.
Which is encouraged because it's a crowd work show. It's the only show where it's a real dialogue with the audience.
Yeah.
Which every comedian I've explained it to hates.
So come watch them squirm. Tickets for that, unsurprisingly, comedyrepublic.com.au. But that is not the only cacophonous show that we're going to have just past midnight during the festival. Hello, Josh Jack.
G'day, how you doing?
You're doing a show called Big Spooky.
Yes, the Big Spooky Murder Mystery is very much that. It is a Big Spooky Murder Mystery.
Mm-hmm. Similar issue with the 12:30 a.m. thing?
Yeah, bang on. Yeah, the amount of people that I've had message me being like, so is it Saturday or Sunday or Wednesday? It is at 12:30 a.m. Saturday night, which is technically Sunday. So it does show up as Sunday on the website, but it is a late night Saturday show.
Yep. And what are you going to be doing on stage?
There'll be a new panel of guests every week. There'll be four new comedians and a brand new mystery. But the general premise is that I've been murdered. Very sad.
I am so sorry.
I know.
We've just met. I have no...
yeah, couldn't care less. But yes, I have been murdered and it is up to my four friends to solve the mystery of who murdered. Three of them are innocent and one of them is the murderer. So they'll be playing a variety of games and reading some clues and updates and trying to figure it out.
So if you're coming to the Comedy Festival this year, you've seen your primetime show, you've had some dinner, you're looking for that late night cacophony, comedyrepublic.com.au is where you can find both of these shows. Wax Quizzical, of course, 4 p.m. on the final Saturday of the Comedy Festival, I'm guessing. I don't know that for a fact.
4 p.m. pretty unambiguous.
But if you go to comedyrepublic.com.au, you'll find that there. Let's get on with the show.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quizzical. This is a podcast that has all the questions, but history has proven, unfortunately, very few of the answers. But we'll see if we can change that today with Dave Thornton.
You hung on very for a long time, yeah. Mate. I don't feel that filled me with confidence.
No. Well, you shouldn't be full of confidence, actually.
Okay.
Average score of 4. You've been on this before, haven't you?
I have been on this before. I brought the average down. That's what I thought, Corey.
General quiz trivia, not your bag.
I was coming in to do this today and I just read a thing only this week where they said past 40 your brain shrinks.
So really?
Supposedly you get, yes, more stupid. And then I've also been sleep deprived from both breakfast radio and my children.
Yes.
So I'm coming into my
yours
lowest
tiny.
Head.
Your brain's really shrunk. It's that extra work.
I don't know how I got here. Yeah. I'm like a goldfish. I don't know what happened 10 seconds ago.
Well, we have a quiz. We have 10 questions here today, but we have a brains trust to help you along. Mm-hmm. So it's not just you. And hopefully these people are young and have full brains, you know.
Please.
Full-sized brains. First of all, it's a big hello to Winston Churchill.
Yes, hello. What a pleasure it is to be here, Dave.
So good to have you.
Kyron. I'm so sorry. I'm unused to young names. I mean, speaking of youth, I died in 1965, yeah. But nonetheless, I bring to you a wealth of knowledge.
Yes.
It's a pleasure, as I say, to be here. And, you know, many people judge me. They say I'm a colonialist of sorts. And when people say that, I say nothing could be closer to the truth, dear friends. Yeah. Born in 1875, and that's everything I know about myself.
Oh, great. Yes, well, you would have been over 40 then, both prime ministerships that you held.
Yes, and I did it twice because I got into my 80s.
Yes.
By the time I was finished, my brain was the size of a pea, don't you know?
But I think with your copious amounts of opium and drinking, you would have pickled your brain so well it would have held.
Yeah. Yes, it held all the knowledge. I know all the elements of the periodic table. Just test me.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What's your favourite?
Titanium.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's awesome.
I believe TI is the little abbreviation.
Yeah. There's a modern song about that. You probably wouldn't know about it. I believe by Miley Cyrus, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll love it, mate. So the second up from the bottom, fourth across. Which one is that on the periodic table?
It's, of course, rayon.
You don't realise, Winston.
Is it?
Yeah, one of my favourites, and a magnificent fabric, don't you know? I had all my suits made of rayon. Many say it was that that helped me stop Hitler, because it kept me cool and calm despite wearing four three-piece suits at all times.
Yeah.
So Winston Churchill is here to assist today.
Oh, well, thank you, and thank you for winning World War II. Appreciate it.
But not just Winston today. We also have here an inanimate object. It's a big hello to Mrs. Handel.
Oh, guten Tag.
Hello.
Inanimate is a strong word. I am a teapot, I guess. Hello. Handel is a bit of a pun. You know, like there's Mrs. Potts. She was the other teapot, and Mrs. Handel is a German name, and I have a Handel because I am a teapot, as you can
see. Yeah, so teapot.
Yes, Frau Handel. The castle you grew up in, wasn't it in France?
Yes.
Where did you grow up?
How
do you know Mrs. Handel?
Oh, yes, well, the year was 1894.
You were in the war, were you?
I was wandering through the
castle. Yes, well, I was cursed. I was cursed in the castle. There were some English people there. One became a clock. There were some French people. Well, they were like candles, you know, and
little like Beauty and the Beast.
Exactly like Beauty. Well, I worked for the Beast.
Oh, you worked for the Beast.
I absolutely did, but I'm the only one when he met that little hussy and fell in love that did not become human again. Which, incidentally, is a song that they cut from the original version.
Please do us a few bars, eh?
Nine.
Very well.
Nine bars.
Human. Okay.
Human.
So Mrs. Handel is here as well.
Ah, that's great. Right. Well, it's good to see. I mean, time heals all wounds, and it's good to see that on the German and the English front, you've now become friends. This podcast was bringing old wounds.
It's all
healing old wounds.
All quiet on the quiz front.
That's it.
Shall we do a quiz? Question number one.
Please.
Where were the fortune cookies invented? Did they start or finish a meal?
Oh, that's a very good question because I have not had one in a while, and I'm thinking the last time that I was at a restaurant that served them, I'd say I was a few wines in.
2 a.m. at Westlakes on Little Bourke Street, am I correct?
Well, you've done comedy festivals before, Kyron. What would I like? I'd like some regret right now. That's what I'd like to order. Okay, I'll throw this out to the Brains Trust.
I can say when the Beast, when he would order the Chinese takeout to the castle.
Would he?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's a lot. You think like, oh, it's a party. I'm having a party. There's lots of people here, but it's just him. So we'd have to put on a big show when he came to the door. Do you know that thing where you order too much food for one person? Yes. Is that related to, okay.
I'm really curious. Beast, was he a sort of a sweet and sour lemon chicken fellow or more of a traditional congee sort of man?
Well, he always said egg roll, and I never knew what egg roll was.
Yeah, neither do I
think it's spring roll, and I've learned that. But I had a fortune cookie, and it said, you'll become human again. And I thought, great, can't wait for that day. And it has not come yet, so I'm not too sure on
so
the fortune
So you're not a believer
cookie.
In
Maybe
fortune
it is
cookies.
China. I don't,
okay, so China is an option available to you.
You're going with China. Okay.
The obvious one. Winston Churchill has a question.
Winston, I believe you called it the Ancient Orient.
Yes,
around,
yes, of course.
In your periods.
That's what we called it. We didn't know better, you know.
But I just want to let you know, they have Hong Kong now.
What?
I know. Yeah.
How
I'm
did
so
you let that happen?
Hey. I don't want to get political here.
Good
I just
Lord.
Want to catch you up on
Winston,
what's been going
they
on.
They also have silk.
Oh, beautiful silk. The original rayon in many ways.
Oh, rayon.
Rayon, who, of course, was the Chinese gentleman himself.
Ah.
Now, David, I believe this is one of those tricksome questions. Those ones.
Oh, you don't think it's China?
No. It's one of those ones where we're meant to say, ooh, China. But I suspect it came from somewhere a little more Western. I think it's a New York concept.
Okay, New York concept, you reckon?
Yes, somewhere from the old colonies, yes.
But would
it
you think
feel American?
Would you think also because of the Asian immigration probably first hit San Francisco? Do you think maybe it could be more that area, West Coast?
David, what's your middle name?
Thompson,
David
actually.
David Virginia Thornton.
Thank you, mate.
That is most piquant observation.
Named after my virgin mother.
Yeah, how delightful.
Yeah. The story doesn't really add up, but
no,
still,
I can't
we
wait
stick
for
with
Good
it.
Friday to celebrate you and the whole gang, the whole Bible gang.
Thank you, Winston.
Yes.
Can I put San Francisco?
Wait, just one more. We could broadly just say America.
I was going to say.
Yes, why do we have to be so specific?
North America is, did you say country?
Can
we, what's
can
the
I,
question?
Can I say Northern Hemisphere then?
Good.
San Francisco, Northern Hemisphere.
The globe.
You're smart one.
I'll put San Francisco question two. What is a moss piglet?
Oh, cute.
Steady on, friends. I had a friend named Ross Piglet.
Did you?
Yes. Back in those early steamy days in the jungles of Rangoon, Ross and I
were... Steamy, were they?
Yeah, I believe so.
With Ross?
Steam. Steam helps me cook the tea.
Yes. Ross and I would spend long nights in the jungle, nothing but us bivouac and a hammock. And I called him Moss after a while because he loved to sleep in, and by the morning, Moss would be growing upon his febrile skin.
Oh, great.
So my friend, it's my friend, Ross Piglet.
Yes. Okay, so
of Ross. The Shropshire Piglets.
Yeah.
Winston, I'll concede, it's kind of like talking to Mr. Burns. This is a lot of fun. There's turns of phrases I haven't heard for a century or so. This is a lot of fun. That's a popular cartoon. The Simpsons, don't worry about it.
Would you like to put Ross Piglet?
It's something, it probably is like a pen.
Perhaps it's something like a pig that's born on a certain day or, you know...
An inbred pig.
Yes, possibly.
Oh, it could be like the runt of the litter.
Oh, the runt. There we are.
Oh, that...
But that is called runt.
Okay, we'll go with runt of the litter. I seriously have no idea.
Question number three. Place these art movements in chronological order.
Oh,
good.
Yes, good. Right up my alley.
Romantic.
Oh.
Cubism.
Cool.
Baroque. Renaissance.
Oh. Winston, I would like to point out it was notorious that once you retired and came out of political life, you talked about the black dog. You had depression, and you would say painting would actually take you away from the depression. Would actually take
similar to Hitler.
Paint.
Wow.
Yeah,
you guys would have been great.
No, we would have never gotten along at all.
You so, and Ross.
Didn't you see his
Adolf?
Little moustache? Pathetic.
So I know you did a lot of landscapes and British landscapes and whatnot. So you would know your painting. I feel.
Oh, inside out, yes. Although, of course, my favourite art form is old school hip-hop. You know, yes, absolutely.
Are you East Coast or West Coast?
Oh, East Coast, absolutely. The Sugar Hill Gang, Grandmaster Flash, Africa Bambaataa, White Lines. Don't do it!
Are you hotel or motel?
Yes, of course, the
or
latter.
Holiday Inn. Which one? Okay, yeah. Fair enough.
Holiday Inn here into this very moment.
Now, if I may, yes. I suspect I do have an insight into this.
Okay.
Renaissance first, I think, is the early one.
Why?
Because it sounds early, doesn't it? No, because... Wait.
It come through with a revolution.
Renaissance is the rebirth. You come out of the Dark Ages. Yes, into so that's
Baroque
number one.
Is the Dark Ages?
I believe Baroque is after. Because, think about it. Renaissance goes like this. Baroque goes like this.
Yeah.
Oh, I see that. How I could see how that follows.
Yes,
and
exactly.
Beauty and the Beast goes, Beauty and the Beast.
Well said.
This might throw people off because when you hear the very Australian twang coming out of my schnoz, you're like, this guy is as lowbrow as it gets. But I used to study arts design.
Did you?
Yeah.
He said that with such a look on his face.
So, hence your, doing all right. Your magnificent aquiline nose.
So I'll get the first two
like
right.
Never
And then when it gets to the 1800s, I'm like, this is exhausting.
See how much
I'm not doing this anymore.
See how much his brain has shrunk and retained.
Now let's
Baroque
figure this out.
Romantic.
Renaissance, that was the 1600s. So that's Da Vinci, all the turtles.
Yeah.
And then we're moving off to Romantic, I believe, is Rembrandt. So I believe it was, I'm going to go Renaissance, Romantic Baroque, Cubism.
All right.
Well, I am more of a poet fan, of course.
So just to be clear, you're going against Winston Churchill on this. Mm.
The hard thing is he may declare war on me. This doesn't work out well.
What would be worse if he challenged you to some sort of hip-hop battle?
Yes,
that's true. He brought the talcum powder along. People can't see it. And he's happy to lay out some vinyl. We're going to do some head spins.
Some cardboard on the floor and I'll do the worm until your head spins, young man.
Cometh the hour, cometh the beat. Here we go.
So, you know, his nickname on the streets is the silkworm.
Yeah.
Very true.
The rayon worm.
The rayon worm.
The rayon rapper.
I believe the quote from Winston was, I will pop them on the shores, I will lock them on the streets.
Sock them in
the I said it all the time.
He's like, cabinet, drop a beat. What? Yes. House of the Lords, can I get a whoop whoop?
You were there!
I just read some history books. It was big times.
Question number four. What is the collective noun for a group of unicorns? What is the collective noun for a group of unicorns?
I love collective nouns. I don't know how to say love, but a sparkle, a rainbow of unicorns.
A cornucopia.
A cornucopia.
A unicorn utopia.
A cornucopia.
But you
get things like an embarrassment of pandas, you know, murder,
murder of
Tower of giraffes. I happen to know a lot of them.
Wait, that's not a joke, Handle. Embarrassment of pandas.
An embarrassment of pandas.
That's brutal.
A group of tortoises?
Yeah.
A creep of tortoises?
Well, okay.
Well, of course, I've hunted every wild beast there is.
Oh, they're all on your walls?
Wall. I did shoot the last unicorn.
Winston. No, they were real.
A glee club of unicorns, I believe it was. They sing, don't you know?
Yeah.
Interesting.
We'd get along.
Ms. Handel, you've done an amazing job.
Oh, thank you.
Unicorns is unfortunately the only one we're after today. You do have this kind of collective nouns for
the
rest of
them. I've let us down. Is this one crucial element? Just like I let down the beast because I am only a teapot for one. You know when you make a teapot?
Oh, yes. Oh,
yeah. Maybe that's why you weren't turned back into a human.
That is why I could not do my duty. He's
useless.
Such a large beast.
Oh, you're from T2, one of those little ones.
I have a little matching cup and I sit on it.
Oh, next to the Melbourne chai.
That's it.
That's good stuff. And the Blackadder soother. Mm. It's a type of tea, David.
Nice.
I thought his Rowan Atkinson reference. I do not understand.
No, neither do I.
Okay, but I don't know. You had more funny ones. I was trying to be
serious.
It's
not about comedy, it's about
Utopia, Glee Club, what would you like to put?
Yes, I would say something maybe like a sparkle or a magic of unicorns.
A rainbow.
A rainbow. Boop. Mm.
Let's go with a magic.
Oh.
A magic. Very
lovely. What is the punishment if we fail today?
Nothing. Question number five. What is the Latin word for ship? The Latin word for ship?
Oh, ship.
Yeah. Or shit. Take whichever one you want.
Let's go ship, eh? Well, I know there's biremes and triremes. I believe they're different. I mean, they didn't just have one sort of ship, did they? Back when I was fighting Caesar, I well remember biremes.
So, I mean, you had the biggest fleet Almost known to man.
Yeah.
Okay, the
British
command.
You ruled the seas.
I mean, officially it belonged to the king, but yes.
You know what they say, the bigger the fleet, the smaller the feet.
Yes, tiny feet, me.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, really?
I was teetering constantly. That wasn't the booze or the cigars.
No?
My tiny feet.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay. Okay.
Shunk by booze.
Did you go to Eton? Did you go to Eton College?
Oh, most probably.
Yes.
Yes.
I imagine you would have studied Latin then.
Of course I did. Ergo, yes. Thank you. Salway. Yes, I did a little Latin. I well remember the Latin master back in the day when I got my declensions wrong, thrashing me within an inch of my life. Oh, but they were happy days, of course. Yes, of course. I learned lessons. Mm. Not Latin, though, unfortunately.
No. I'm trying to think of any phrases that might people still use that might be of a ship or a travelling or... Because what they call it, a flotilla? Is it a flotilla of ships?
Oh,
is
yeah.
That's a collective noun. That's a collective noun.
Yeah.
A vast
Armada. Armada. That's the Spanish...
Yeah.
Isn't a description for a lot of ships. Is there anything in that area?
Is Spanish derived from Latin? It is, isn't it? Spanish is derived from Latin.
Yes, one of the Latin languages.
Yes, aren't they?
Espanol, French.
The Latinos.
Yes.
I don't think you can.
Yes. Are they Romans?
Yes, I see. Yes.
I'm starting to understand now.
Yes, I think there's something in those reams, the various reams, the bribe, the bireams, the trireams.
Winston knows about getting creamed.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, yes.
I don't know enough about history, but I thought that was a fun joke.
Yeah, I loved it.
Amadis? Amar?
Oh, yes. Amoa, Mas, Amat, Amamas, Amamas, Amat.
Oh.
Talk about
that. There we are. I remember that.
And what does that mean?
I love, you love, we love, she loves, he loves, they love.
Oh.
So it reminds me of those jungle days in Rangoon.
The steamy ones.
Steamy ones?
Yeah. Poor old Rossy Piglet. You know, he died of gout in the end.
Are you sure?
I know.
Well, that's what you told the authorities.
He did have a hole in his wrist the size of an elephant gun.
But did he?
Okay. That wasn't his wrist. Yeah. So, looking for the Latin word for ship.
I like the other one, Armada.
Armada.
Galleon, there's another one.
Galleon.
On foot, Armada, question number 6. What is a Rocky Mountain oyster?
Delicious.
Yeah. Is it?
I don't know.
One, have you tried some?
No. One hell of a sexual maneuver.
Yeah. Hey! High five, my
thanks, spouse. Buddy. Thanks, buddy. Thanks, Handel. Thanks, Winston. High fives all around. Winston's got a hip-hop handshake. You can't see it. It's very cool.
It's elaborate.
It's slightly confusing. Wow. It is elaborate. That's amazing.
Yes, you missed the lower drop. But
sorry, I always do.
I suspect I may know this. I enjoy a plate of Rocky Mountain oysters from time to time.
Oh, yes.
Much like a cream bun, they are, of course, a testicle. Yes.
Are they?
But which one?
Sorry, a cream bun was a testicle?
Use your imagination.
Ah.
So
not just a game too long.
Some sort of gonad. I've been through. But is it sheep, cow, bull? Almost certainly not a cow.
Gotcha.
A goat? It's one of those. I just think just pick your animal and we're on our way.
The oyster is actually a testicle.
Yes, I believe so, because in the Rocky Mountains, in the old days, back when I was born, they're very far from the ocean, and how would they have an oyster?
I don't know about this. Rocky Mountains, so obviously, yes, in America... the Rocky Mountain oyster. So an oyster sits in a clam?
And
in
you
a
scrotum, slap out.
I think. It sits in a scrotum.
Mm. Yeah. Also slap it out. First you wiggle it around with a little spoon.
The old phrase, watch my oysters.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Sorry,
now that you
peaked.
Say it. Yeah. Watch my Kilpatricks. Watch out.
It'll certainly make you sort of think next time you have a Sydney Rock, won't it?
Yeah,
a dozen of them.
Yes.
You know.
I had a vasectomy about 18 months ago. I should have said that in the surgery. Look out for my Rocky Mountain oysters. Look after my Rocky Mountain oysters.
I had a friend who just had a vasectomy. He was told the day before by his wife, who had booked it in, that he'd be going tomorrow.
Oh, that's not enough time to say goodbye.
I actually think that's not a bad way to work.
Was that the same system for you?
No, my partner said if we do get pregnant again, we're absolutely having it. And I was like, I'm going in for a vasectomy.
It's the other way around. So
I have heard from the person when I went and got the surgery done that predominantly there's a lot of men who are on their second, if not third, marriage who are going in and their partner does not know.
Oh, they're checking out.
Yeah, they're just
predominantly.
Going,
Dave, you could have just done it naturally riding a bicycle. Come now.
Is that how you did it?
Oh, yes. Dangerously, yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yes, my wife was sick of it, so I put my bike on top of Salisbury Hill, removed the brakes and went hell for leather.
A penny farthing, Winston?
Of course.
Of course, yeah, that's a big drop.
That's a big drop off that big boy, and I removed the seat.
So here all those soldiers were singing that Hitler only had one ball, and yet
yeah,
they could have been talking about Winston the whole time.
So there's a lot of similarities we are drawing today.
I know. I feel like most of my knowledge is now coming from like Dad's Army from the ABC in the 1980s.
Jojo Rabbit.
Very accurate. Yeah,
which, testicle, you reckon?
I have nothing else to offer other than that I know about the Rocky Mountains. Maybe John Denver's testicles. He's known a lot about that.
Question number 7. What colour is the black box in an aeroplane?
I've heard it's orange, bright orange, because they have to find it in the crash.
So black boxes, these days when planes crash, we like to know what happened.
Oh, back in my day, we said it was Jesus' fault.
Yeah.
Yes. Did you? Yes, yes.
You're going to put orange.
I will go with orange.
Fucking orange. Question number 8. When was the first issue of Vogue published? 1892, 1960 or 2000?
Where did Vogue start? I'll ask.
Yes, that is the question.
America? Yes. Is it France? Is America?
Oh, he said where?
Where?
We thought, yes. We both jumped down his throat.
Cruelly.
He knows what he's doing.
Yes, like that frog that attacked me many years ago in Mesopotamia. Right. Is it French Vogue?
Vogue.
I remember the phrase French Vogue, but does that mean it's the original?
I know about French Vogue from Devil Wears Prada.
Oh, did you guys watch that? I guess it's all on the Disney.
That's all. It's in the canon.
Yeah, it's in the canon. Yeah, you have to all watch it.
Do you have Disney Plus?
I have to watch every Disney thing that comes on. It is like it just gets projected into the castle on a wall. And I have to watch all these skinny minis bouncing around being human. And I have this big pot I drag around. If I was a human, the first thing I'd do was go to therapy. The next thing I'd do would be find some oysters.
And a tea Rocky bag.
So you can tea bag with oysters as well, of course.
Of course.
Of course. Yeah. So what do you think Brains Trust, like, so late 1800s or 1960?
People interested in fashion is 1800s.
Of course we were. Yeah, no, actually, I've been coy. I was there at the launch of Vogue. I was invited. I was 18 at the time, living it up with my fabulous. With my favourite band, Sparkly Olsen's Ragtime Band. My favourite band at the time.
Not just old school hip-hop that you like.
No. Well, at the time, I enjoyed ragtime. I enjoyed rags. I enjoyed time. Together, combined, we had ragtime.
Okay, that's confusing.
So 1892, you reckon?
That's my guess.
Yeah, I'd say I go with that one.
All right, we're looking at 1892. Question number 9. Johnny Depp is famously afraid of what? Johnny
Being
Depp.
A good person, yeah. I terrified. Guess. Oh.
I'd tell you now lawyers would be.
Oh, yeah. That's a better joke. Is this like a documented, you could look it up in a book, like arachnophobia?
Actually, does this sound like, it would be kind of something that would come out in the press, and the fact that because of Pirates of the Caribbean, imagine if he was afraid of water, yet he's now Captain Jack.
Oh, yes.
That's kind of cool.
That's
like
good.
That feels like something that would come out in the press. Yeah. You know what I mean?
A junk phobia?
Perhaps like me, Mr. Depp's afraid of being sober and facing up to who he truly is.
Oh, yeah. Mic drop.
Yeah. That makes complete sense, Winston. I'm going to go with water.
Good logic. I like that logic. Question 10. What was banned in Indonesia for stimulating passion? Have you been to Bali, Winston?
Yes, Ross Piglet and I would summer there, which was the wrong time to go.
A bit of eat, pray, love. Did you go there just to find yourself, Winston?
Well, not many know. I converted to Buddhism when in Bali.
Was this pre or post-war?
Oh, it was pre-war. The war ruined me utterly.
After that. You went from Buddhism to absolute all-out.
Oh, pacifism was dropped, my friend. Now, what was the question?
What was banned in Indonesia for stimulating passion?
Well, what gets everyone here in the mood?
Now, I am trying to think, and I hate.
Maybe we're missing the obvious thing. Let's just say dildo.
Yes.
Had any friends that are dildos?
I had a friend who was a plug of some kind, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't ask questions.
God, but the beast found a double method for him. I think he was quite glad to be human again, if I'm quite honest with you.
Yeah, that's rough. That is rough.
He's seen some things
that you can't unsee.
In the dark. The inside.
Yeah. The inside of the beast, literally. The anus of the beast, anyway.
Don't put dildo.
But, yep.
Could be
Let's
Crambo.
Go with that.
Lock in dildo. That's 10 questions.
What?
Karen does not look confident.
No. He's got an impish little smile. Yeah.
How do you feel you did?
10 out of 10.
Such a brilliant question. How do you think you went, mate?
The most devastating question after a gig.
I like you put it all on him.
I might get two.
Let's find out. Question number one.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Question number one. Where were fortune cookies invented? You said San Francisco, and the answer is San Francisco.
I think we deserve 2 points for that because we got the specific city, not just the hemisphere.
Because, yeah, there was a moment where we just went with one half of the world.
Because you avoided that, you deserve 2 points.
Yes. Put a little bonus up the top. Yes, bonuses.
Question number two. What is a moss piglet? You said a runt, but the answer is an eight-legged micro animal called a tardigrade.
Oh, yeah.
And I hunted them once.
Yeah. It was in the news. A little amoeba.
Mongolia.
You were asked to put cubism, baroque, romantic, and renaissance in order. You said renaissance, romantic, baroque, cubism.
Hold
the
my
answer
spout.
Is renaissance, baroque, romantic.
Damn you to hell!
I said those were the ones I weren't confident with.
So we get two points, Winston, because we had two in the right order, yeah?
Yes.
0 points there. Question number four. What is a collective noun for a group of unicorns? You said a magic, but it's a blessing.
Oh, fuck off. Oh, sorry. Yeah,
no, right answer, Handel. It's a made-up goddamn animal.
Blessing. I do not know if it's associated with Christianity or religious purposes. Blessing of unicorns.
The Latin word for a ship is a navis.
Oh, it's a naval.
Navis.
Not an armada.
I'm going to be honest. San Francisco got me up out of the first question, and now...
oysters have shrunk in disappointment.
Is a birim or a trireme nothing, Kyron? Is it nothing?
Nothing at all. Question number six. What is a Rocky Mountain oyster? You said it's a testicle, and it's a delicacy made from bull testicles.
Yeah.
I told you I have it for breakfast every morning.
If you were going to dress your testicles, what sort of fabric would you wrap around
Black
them?
Black box is indeed orange. So points there.
Hurrah!
Vogue, first published in 1892.
We did it!
And I also did it. Just jumping on the ice as a rock.
Well done.
Johnny Depp is not afraid of water, but clowns.
Almost feel like he's slightly morphing into one these days. You know what I mean? When you see him in the whole regalia and what he's just dressed
scared
as.
Of himself.
Yeah.
Question 10.
I did have a point. Damn it all. Feel sorry for clowns. Back in my youth, everybody loved a clown. Something's gone wrong. Go on.
That just sounds a real thing that you think. And question 10. What was banned in Indonesia for stimulating passion? You said a dildo. But it's hula hoops.
Hula hoops.
Oh, yes. I didn't know.
It comes
full
circles.
The saucy jiggle of a hulaed hip.
Giving you 4 out of 10.
Yeah!
Oh, it's happening! It's happening!
Hi. Hi, I'm still Mrs. Handel.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Handel. Welcome back.
Thank you. It feels good to be human again. I could cross my legs. Yes. Thank you for... thank you. This was a very... I don't mean to sound so anticlimactic. I'm very happy to be human again. Yeah.
Oh, you are?
Yes, that's what happened. That was what the spinning was, but then I got wrapped up in the microphone cord, so I stopped. I mean,
Mrs. Handel, it is slightly a shock, obviously, because you don't dress up teacups and it probably need to get some clothes.
I mean, I'm European, so take it in, the boys. Line up your oysters and thank you for having me on this guy.
Line up.
I've got lots
your
to
oysters.
Do.
As far as
someone else makes
line them up.
As far as Indonesia's concerned, though, you can go about your business, but if you do a hula hoop while you are naked, you can take it elsewhere.
I will take it to as a Melbourne International Comedy Festival. I feel like that's the kind of thing I'm going to see.
I think it's more fringe, to be honest. Yeah. I think that's a bit more fringe naked there, with hula
hoop. Oh no, the shame has turned me back into a demon.
Oh no! What have you done?
No. Oh, shite.
It's such a shame because I'm sure you're excited to do so much as a human. What would you do if you like get back to being human? What would be the first thing that you'd do? Do you think
I said that already? Didn't I? I would eat oysters.
Oh yeah, like after you've eaten oysters and visited your butt.
I enjoy the theatre. That's what I enjoy.
Oh, that sounds very boring. No, yes, maybe I will go. I'll get to the point. I would go to the International Comedy Festival.
Oh, the one in Melbourne.
Yes, maybe someone can pick me up on a tea tray and put me down. And you know what? It's been very spooky being a teapot. So maybe I want to see something spooky.
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
I would see Annie and Lena hunt for ghosts.
Oh,
they will hunt for ghosts. In their show. Yes, the thing is, they decided that being comedians is very delusional, not very much going on there, so why not hunt for ghosts instead? It's equal opportunity for
success. And do you know how that's going for them?
I'll have to go and find out at the Improv Conspiracy from March 30th to April 23rd. Please come!
Yes.
Message us for discounts. We've got seats to fill.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, they. Fuck me.
Well, Mrs. Handel, thank you very much for being here.
Ah, thank you.
And Winston Churchill, thank you for taking time out of being dead for coming in to help us with the quiz.
It's always a pleasure to come back to life.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Karen.
Do you have any other plans while you're back alive?
Yes, I have a number of dainty small plans, actually.
Oh, do you?
Yes, I'll probably go to good old Rational Fear at the Melbourne Town Hall. On my diary's filling up. Yeah. I'd probably go and see House Party with D. Rotten Punkter.
Oh, great.
And my favourite DJ, DJ Andrew McClelland.
Oh, terrific.
There. I love
that's
it.
Institution at midnight onwards on the 9th of April. But most importantly, I would go and see the reunion of my favourite comedy group, whoever appeared at Melbourne International Comedy Festival, which I always went to, Improzac is reforming their 25th anniversary of their first comedy festival show back in the 20th century, my key century.
They
formed. And they're doing a one-off show at the Butterfly Club at 11:30 p.m. on the 14th of April.
Well,
it's called None the Wiser, like me.
Terrific. Well, Winston Churchill, thank you so much for being here.
Pleasure.
And Dave Thornton, 4 out of 10, congratulations.
It's a big day. This has really changed things.
Yeah, absolutely. This has put a spring in your step heading into the comedy festival, I imagine. Awards
already. I'm sure my family's never been prouder.
Exactly.
Like, I did it, guys. Yeah. I got 40%.
Yeah.
Your art lecturer may be disappointed.
I mean, I think I made the right life choice.
Yes.
I mean, as disappointing as some people might find me on stage, it could be worse. I could still be in the arts, not getting those questions right.
It was TAFE. So,
it was, my friend.
You're doing a show at the Melbourne Comedy Festival?
I am. Well, thank you for asking, mate. I am performing at the Supper Room of the Melbourne Town
Love
Hall.
That room.
7:50 and 6:50 on Sundays, no shows Mondays, all through the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Go on my socials at Dave_Thorno.
Couldn't get Dave Thornton on the socials, came too late.
Yeah, so Thorno.
Dave_, couldn't even get Dave Thorno.
No. Oh, I'm a fan of underscores. I really do.
Oh,
like
really?
It.
You're a fan?
Yeah, it's in my email address.
Oh.
Whenever I can throw it in.
Yeah, great.
So
a little line.
Yeah, absolutely.
Love a little line.
Yeah. No, no.
Happily, I could get Gucci Churchill, so that worked out well.
You couldn't? Oh, that's a shame. But yeah, come on down, guys.
Tickets for a lot of that are at comedyfestival.com.au. That's Wax Quizzical. We, of course, have a live episode on the final weekend of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival at this place, at Comedy Republic. Tickets for that are at comedyrepublic.com.au.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
That's Quizzical this week. We'll see you next week. And goodbye.